This episode brought to you by Wags and Slithers, Barovia's number one pet store. Don't you hate it when your cat just refuses to do their nasty business in the right spot? It smells bad, it stains your carpet, and it takes a whole roll of paper towels to clean up because your cat is actually a fully grown woman who thinks she's a cat and takes massive shits on your floor. Well, if we got a solution for you. Presenting Little Kitty's Little Litter Box. A waste disposal system perfect for you and your delusional pet slash child. The container is roughly the size of a child's sandbox, but this box ain't for playing, it's for shitting. Just fill it up with 4 50-pound bags of kitty litter, not included, and you're good to go. The box even comes with an optional cover attachment, because sometimes this human being who thinks they're a cat is perfectly fine with licking their butthole in front of you, but decides they need privacy for taking a crap. Order now and we'll even include a free pooper scooper. It's a shovel. Little Kitty's Little Litter Box. Because your little kitty takes a human-sized shitty. Welcome to Pork Fried Dice. A podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons and Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll. As you open the door, scurrying away from you on all fours is a young woman in a soiled nightgown.
Oh, God.
She leaps onto the bed and she goes, "Little Kitty doesn't know you! Little Kitty doesn't like the smell of you!"
Okay, and then he closes the door. He was like, "You're right, Izek, show me the body."
I told you.
You're right, little kitty. All right, let's go. Okay. Oh my God. Katie is extremely interested. Will would have none of that shit. Let's keep going. Rafina might want to do something, though. I don't want
to. Rafina offers to pet the kitty.
Well, the door has been slammed.
But the door has been slammed so that she cannot.
Well, you have faculties. I think Rafina is actually really good at opening doors, yeah. If I remember correctly.
She does the little bewitched doo-doo-doo-doo.
All right.
And it opens up. Hey, little kitty, what's your name?
Little kitty doesn't know you!
I have a tuna tree!
A what?
I'm just lying. I don't really have a tuna tree. But yes, I have a tuna tree! Mm? Here you go!
As you stand there in the doorway, the girl jumps off of the bed and comes over to you, still on all fours, sort of hesitantly. She goes, smells the air. She says,
"Little kitty doesn't smell tuna."
I left it in my terrarium. Where is my terrarium?
Liar!
She jumps back up onto the bed.
Liar? I used to see lots of fish in the Bear Toggle River. All right, little kitty. Do you have anything else to tell me about you? And I'll get you some real tuna.
Hey, little kitty hungry?
Aw, you're hungry? I rustle around in my Tinder box and I find an old mint from a restaurant.
Yes. Is that the jelly inside? Because those ones suck.
You never know.
It's the type that's like styrofoam and it like disappears in your mouth. Mm-hmm. Do you want a mint?
She, a little bit more hesitantly now, kind of slinks off of the bed and comes over to you, again, on all fours. She sniffs tentatively at it, and then she takes it from you just with her mouth.
Are you thirsty too?
Little kitty want water? Little kitty want milk?
Milk. Crap.
She sits kind of back on her haunches.
If you have water, I can change it into milk, or I can make it taste like milk.
Really?
Yes, I can make it taste like milk, but I don't know if I can do that with it. I'll be like, "Is that go? Wait, in the, I, we have to." Rafina is Apparently.
Are you guys like actively walking away?
I mean, I would close the door and then you opened it. I think Will would be like aghast that you did that and be watching what you're doing, but not going inside. So
Will, can you help me turn water from my flask into milk for this kitty?
Who's Will? I don't know who you're is that.
I said, will you? I said, will oh, you right. make me some milk?
Oh, sorry. I was very confused.
Water, mayor.
Izek, can you go, maybe go down in the kitchen and get some milk or something? Tuna, apparently.
Let's just go! Who cares about her? She's nuts!
Rafina is very special secret guard, and she apparently thinks that this is very key to us finding Irina.
Look,
right,
Rafina? Let me show you this.
Also, Izek, there are no strangers, only friends we haven't met.
Fine, you meet her. Look. He gestures to the door that he was about to go through. The body's in here! That's what I found. That was the only thing I found up here that was worth mentioning. I'm going back downstairs. I'll see you down there.
Izek, no!
Do you really think that it's not worth mentioning that this woman thinks she's a cat?
Who cares? It's not my business.
What if someone turns you into a cat? Then we have to figure out how to uncat you.
She's a girl! She's a loony girl! I don't care! And he starts heading back towards the top of the stairs.
Oh, Izek.
Probably involved here.
Oh, God. Rafina, do you think if we close the door, maybe we can come back up here? Izek! No. I'm afraid of the dead body. Please show me. Show me the dead body. Show me.
Well, shouldn't we bring the cat lady with us?
Or close her in there so we don't have to deal with her right now. Rafina, I completely...
She's hungry!
You bring little kitty to some milk? Little kitty, come with you.
You have to promise to use the litter box.
As you're saying there, she kind of peeks her head out into the hallway and looks back and forth, up and down the hallway.
Little kitty doesn't know what it's like out here.
Little kitty, have you always been a kitty?
Little kitty is kitty.
Do you have a master, little kitty?
Yes, little kitty have mommy.
Really? Where's your mommy?
I don't know.
Where's your daddy?
Little kitty doesn't have a daddy.
Oh, that's biologically impossible.
Yeah. Little kitty didn't take biology. Little kitty dropped out. Little kitty only got to chemistry.
This is a really sad story.
Yeah, this is messed up.
Yes, that is one word for it.
Little kitty knows all about atomic numbers and atomic weight.
Little kitty, do you know anything about skeletons in the basement?
Again, little kitty did not take biology.
This is more of a local issue.
Meanwhile, Will is like trying to get Izek to come back to show him the body,
right.
Like personally. Yeah. He's leaving Rafina with the kitty.
Okay. Izek goes over and opens the door into the that room. And beyond, you see a largely rectangular room. Looks like there's maybe a closet in the corner. In this room, there is a fireplace across from the door where you see a fire sputtering and struggling for life. Mm. Above which hangs a framed family portrait. You see a noble father and mother. There are two young sons and a baby daughter in the father's arms. The sons are smiling in a way that suggests mischief.
Aww.
The parents look like uncrowned royalty. So they seem like to have a very noble posture.
Is the woman, does she look like Fiona?
Yes.
Okay.
The woman looks like a young Fiona Wachter.
Okay.
It sounds like a clue.
Yeah.
Wood paneling covers the walls of the room. A closet and a framed mirror flank a curtain window to the south. To the north, a wide canopy bed lies pinned between matching end tables with oil lamps. Stretched out on one side of the bed is a man dressed in black, his eyes each covered with a copper piece.
Oh my God.
If you get closer, you do see that he bears a striking resemblance to the man in the portrait.
Oh my God, did he die of natural causes, or is there some mark on his body that I cautiously approach, and I'm like, is Izek with me?
He's at the door, at least.
Did you examine him? Was he murdered by Fiona?
He was dead and not Irina. I don't know.
Listen,
doesn't
Izek,
matter.
You
examine him.
Izek!
What's taking so long?
This is all insane, and it's you. I know that you're excited to meet Irina, and I'm sure we're going to find her, but this is all crazy. So we need to figure out what's going on here, because I was almost murdered, remember? Remember that? Remember how you're supposed to protect me? He's trying to get him to stay with him, so That's why he's...
Fine! Do what you need to do and then let's go! Look! It's a dead guy! Do you know him? Does it matter?
I go up and I'm... hopefully the thing doesn't come alive, but I'm gonna examine it to see if there's any obvious signs of, like, poisoning or bludgeoning or stabbing or anything.
I mean, he's fully dressed, but you don't see any obvious signs of foul play or cause of death or anything like that.
Is there any poison vial on the table or anything?
There's a bottle with a skull and crossbones in his mouth, upside down.
There you go.
No. Like I said, there's copper pieces covering his eyes. He seems to be... It looks like he was arranged here, like almost like you would imagine somebody at a viewing.
Oh my god.
He seems to be... in great shape. He's not decomposed or anything like that.
What the?
But he's definitely dead.
Oh my god.
Go ahead and make an Arcana check.
Okay. Oh my god, he's is he younger? Oh my god, has he been here for a long time? Oh fuck, my Arcana sucks. It's not gonna be anything. It's gonna be like 4 or something.
You don't really know what's going on with this guy.
Yeah. Is the portrait of a younger man, and does he look still kind of younger? Is he older looking?
Like, I mean, yeah, if you wanted to like extrapolate,
yeah.
If he is the man in the portrait and that is Fiona, which you right now you're pretty sure that that is the case.
Yeah.
If he had died today, like, or whatever, you would think he would be a good bit older than what he looks like here in the bed.
Yeah, oh man, I don't know what's going on. I don't understand how this works. I didn't roll an Arcana check because that's just too meta. I'm really dumb, but this looks like that guy. This is strange.
FYI, the target is protected from decay. You touch a corpse or other remains, the target is protected from decay. Gentle repose.
Who? What?
Is it gentle repose?
Alex is reading a spell description to you all.
Isn't that cheating? Cheating.
Dude, she sleeps with him. Will's like, hot. Yeah, it's really great. Call back to when they joked that Will was a necrophiliac.
Joked.
Good choice, Fiona.
Suddenly, Will has a lot more respect for her.
I am not a necrophiliac. I'm sad that I brought it up. But anyway, okay, so is Izek still patiently waiting? Will, like, slowly just tries to stay and wonders if they need them in the basement, but still is staying and trying to delay as much as he can.
We'll see, because we're going to cut back to the basement.
All right.
We're dying.
Eagerly awaiting some initiative rolls.
Lank got 16.
And Bathwack?
18.
Or 8? Yeah. Okay, 18.
How much time passed upstairs? Like a half an hour? We're dead.
Let me just say,
we go back in time. Remember?
As we do get into this flipping back and forth, let's just say that we can all assume that I've got it completely under control and that it all lines up perfectly. I think it's safe to say that that's the case here. All right. Bathwack, go ahead. Blinsky has just encouraged people to get you.
I want to command him to drop what he's holding.
Okay. So, is that a saving throw?
Yeah, so he has to save against, I guess, the spell save here, 14.
And what is the, is it wisdom?
Yeah, wisdom.
Okay, let's see. He looks at you, and he says...
Oh, God.
I know drop what I have! You dropped your pants!
And then... Wait. I was wondering, because Blinsky rolled the 20... Does Bathwick have to drop his pants?
Does he wear pants? He's not wearing any pants.
Bathwick for a split second, he feels the need to, but no, he does not.
Then he's like, wait a second.
What did you say, Lank?
I hadn't realized that he was targeting Blinsky, and I was asking, do all 5 of these weird ghoulish creatures sound like Blinsky?
Oh, okay. No, they haven't. They haven't spoken yet.
Okay.
To be clear, they are not ghoulish. They, from what you can tell, seem to be humans. They are wearing creepy robes pulled up, and they have just pulled out these gleaming daggers.
Mm.
But they don't seem to be monsters or undead or anything like that. Just so you know.
Okay.
And then we go to Nick, who, ever brash and headstrong, does not wait for these creepy figures to show malice or bad intent, and he comes through the doorway, rapier first, and tries to stab the one that has just risen nearest the door. And that is... Don't you look at my rolls.
Hey, I wanted to see. You never say anything, you butthole.
Yeah, well, that's my prerogative.
Butthole!
Butthole. That's my prerogative, butthole. All right. And that... That hits and does... 8 piercing damage to that one. What's the color on that one again?
Green.
Green. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, Lank, it's your turn.
Goody. This purple dotted guy here, closest to me, I will take a swing at him.
Okay. That's actually a woman.
Oh, well, for crying out loud.
Just so you know.
Excuse me, sir or madam. I'm going to strike you now.
All right, go ahead.
That is a 27 to hit.
Yeesh, yeesh, yeesh. Yes. Yes.
Watch it be a 2 for damage. I don't think it actually can be, but it is a 13 damage.
Okay.
Nice.
Your maul crunches into them, and they go, ugh! But they're still standing. That's not a death. Ugh. That is a struck by a maul. Ugh.
All right. Can I take my second attack then at the same individual?
Yes, you can.
Second roll is 11.
Miss.
Well, poo.
Yes, poo indeed. Alright, and now it is their turn. Alright, so let's see. Let's go around the circle. What do we got here?
Oh, no.
All 5 of them.
It's been nice knowing you all, by the way.
I know.
Yeah.
They start to rotate their hands around mystically, and you see these flickers of flame appear before, in between their hands, and they all at once shout out, flame! And bolts of flame fly across the room at you.
That's a lame magic word.
All right, Bathwack, make 2 dexterity saving throws. And Lank, also make 2 dexterity saving throws.
16 and 10 for me.
Okay.
16 and 11.
Oh.
Screw you.
Just by one.
All right. So you both take damage. You're each hit by one and missed by one. Bathwack, you take 1 radiant damage. And Lank, you take 1 radiant damage.
That sounds fabulous. Doesn't sound so bad.
All right.
Now we're just bedazzled.
And, the 5th flame was shot at Nick, but it flies over his shoulder as he ducks out of the way. Dexterously. And Blinsky takes a thunderous step forward towards you, Bathwack. And he lifts this club high over his head, and he brings it whistling down at you. Okay. Oof. Linsky's got some pretty nice dice here.
Oh.
So that does...
Oh, God.
21 bludgeoning damage, and I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Is that both of us again?
Nope, just him.
Here, okay. Just a second. Dang. Oh... 11.
All right. You feel this wave of nasty something, like, invade your mind, but you and your paladinic training are strong enough, and your faith shields you. And as this happens, you see Blinsky sort of wince and put a hand to his head.
Oh.
And then...
Oh, crap. Can I look at his forehead real quick?
Sure. Go ahead.
You think he has a fever?
No. But
he thinks he's possessed.
Oh.
He's under somebody else's control, and Lank should have thought of that. But Lank hates Blinsky and so wants him dead.
You look at Blinsky's forehead, and you see a dark sort of symbol appear there for a moment.
Oh my
that
God.
Looks very familiar to you.
Oh my God.
In the past, I had not been able to describe it, but now I can. It appears to
it
be...
It looks like a little man with nipples.
That's exactly what it is. I'm going to try to screen share it. I think I can do that here. Hold on.
Well, it was dark and dire right up to that description.
I
It is a dark and dire man with nipples. So if you look at Hangouts, you'll see the symbol there. It looks like maybe like an hourglass symbol with the top missing. There's a circle there instead. And
then there are two nipples.
And there are two nipples to the left and the right side of the intersection.
The best symbol ever.
Yep. And you do see it there for a moment, and it fades away.
It actually makes me think of a marionette.
Ooh.
That's just bathwack wishful thinking.
Oh, that would be poetic justice, wouldn't it?
And then we go to bathwack again.
Oh, man, I was all ready to just clobber Blinsky, and now I have to not kill him.
Ah, awesome. This is awesome.
Well, all right, we've all agreed that I can swing at him as if I'm going to lop his head off, but only knock him unconscious, mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
That's right, you can decide, yeah.
Yep.
All right, great. Crap. What if you do... All right, I'm not going to worry about it. He just did, like, 20-something damage to me, so...
Oh, my God.
He critted, to be fair.
This has to end. All right, so I'm going to do two attacks on him.
As he swung into
cast,
you... Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry, what?
You okay. Finish your thought, and then I will say what I was going
to
say.
I'm just going to cast spells on top of the...
Okay. I was just going to note, he does seem to be... When he came at you, it wasn't very methodical. It seemed to be sort of reckless, in a sense... So you think you'd have a better chance of hitting him than a lot of more seasoned fighters. Mm. So you get your attacks on him do have advantage.
Oh, all right. Well, then maybe I'm not going to hit him as hard as I thought. All right. So let's just do a regular attack, but try to lay him flat, you know?
All right.
All right. So that's an 18.
That hits.
And that's, 13 damage.
Okay.
Then I'll swing again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 25.
Oh, that definitely hits.
And, oh, wow. And that's 14 damage.
Okay. You going to stay put?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. All right.
I'll just stay here.
Cool. Nick, having dodged out of the way of this flame that hurtled past him, he's going to try to inflict some damage on the hooded figure in front of him again, and is going to miss. Lank, you're up.
All right, gonna take another swing at this person right here in front of me, the purple dotted one. That is 26 to hit.
Definitely hits.
That is 16.
All right, another solid hit. Not dead yet, but maybe... You think maybe getting there, you see some blood spattering to the floor after that one lands solidly.
Okay, probably just swing again then.
All right, go for it.
That is 13 to hit.
That does hit.
It does hit.
It does hit.
Fantastic. 11 damage.
Okay, you can describe killing that person. That sounds great. You can describe dispatching that foe.
All right. If you picture a bag of flour.
And as you do, a person dies. That's what it looks like. All right. That's about that is spot on. As this person hits the floor, you hear the rest of the hooded fingers go, ooh.
Fingers.
The hooded fingers. Damn it, I revealed that's the twist. They're fingers. It's like those movies they make with the thumbs,
yeah.
Parodies of things or whatever.
Oh, man.
All right.
Now when they all yelled fire, it made much more sense.
They all go, oh, very ominously. All right, the two furthest away, they do the same thing as before. They wrap their hands around and shout, flame! And they fire them out. One flies at each of you, so I need each of you again to make dexterity saving throws.
11.
18.
All right. Bathwack, you take 3 radiant damage. And Lank, you take 2. And then the ones surrounding you, Batwhack, they make the same sort of gesture around, but this time this sort of dark, almost like greenish-black shards appear in the air, and they both reach out and grab at you.
Oh.
The one on the north has a 18 to hit.
Oh, that's a hit.
Okay. And the other one, 11.
Not a hit.
Not a hit. All right. So the one that hits, these green shards shoot past your armor and into your flesh beneath. You feel the skin beneath sort of pucker and wither. And you take 19 necrotic damage.
Oh my gosh.
And Blinsky is going to raise his club high again and try to smash it down into you. That's a 14 to hit.
Thank goodness he misses.
Okay. But I still need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
All right. 18.
All right. Same thing happens before. You shield your mind against this assault, but you see Blinsky kind of double over a little bit and sort of groan slightly, and you see that symbol flash up again if you're looking. And then we're going to go upstairs. Rafina, you've got a young woman in front of you waiting patiently who thinks she's a cat.
She also thinks she's going to get milk.
She does. You promised. That's your fault, not hers.
The burgomaster needs to get me some milk.
The burgomaster is strongly resisting his necrophiliac tendencies right now.
Nope.
All right, kitty, come along with me. We're going to go and follow these other people who are going to find you some milk, okay?
Little kitty like that, let's go!
And she gets up on her all fours and is ready to follow behind you, Rafina.
Would you like to try walking on your hind legs as a special circus trick?
Little kitty walks on four legs.
Okay, if you say so. This floor is pretty dirty, though. All right, here we go into the next room.
All right.
Ah! That's me finding the personal.
Yeah, so Rafina has joined you, Will.
Ah!
Shouts, and as well as this girl.
Is this person doing a spa treatment? Are those cucumber slices on his eyes?
No.
The girl pushes past you and starts running around the room on all fours, sort of investigating things.
Kitty, what do you smell?
She jumps up onto the bed and sniffs at the dead person laying there before jumping back and sort of rubbing around the side of the bedpost, just kind of looking around.
Little kitty! Doesn't smell milk here.
What do you smell, little kitty?
Little kitty smells death.
Is this somebody you know by any chance?
Little kitty doesn't know who this is.
Do you know any other humans while we're talking about it?
Little kitty knows mother.
Is her name Fiona by any... Is she in this picture over the fireplace?
Little kitty. The little girl sits at the base of the fireplace and looks up and says...
That looks like Mother!
So it is Fiona. Let's not break the news to her quite yet. Get this girl some milk. So, my sense is that there's some creepy stuff going on around here.
Yeah.
Why don't we go see what the boys have found? And on our way, we'll go to the kitchen and get milk.
Yeah, sounds great.
Good, let's go! Says Izek, and he goes out the door.
How old is this little girl?
You probably think early 20s.
That's not a little girl. That's...
Did I say little girl?
Yeah.
You said young woman. Or young girl or young something. Woman.
Edit this in. You find a young woman.
Oh my goodness.
Just plug that in wherever it fits.
I thought it was like a little girl. All right, it's a young woman. Cool. I was wondering if Will would have any sympathy for this child, but it's a woman. So
no.
He has less sympathy.
Gives new sympathy. Definition to the phrase crazy cat lady.
Yeah, yep. Actual crazy cat lady.
You hear Bernard in your head says, Will, she does need some help. I mean, that's pretty clear.
Oh my god.
We can do something for her.
Bernard, yeah, okay. I have,
but she
I have,
might
like...
eat you, Bernard. Of course, I can't hear him say that.
Yeah, that's true. I have like 50 other things going on at the moment, Bernard. Dead people, skeletons, what the hell's going on in the basement? I'm the mayor. There's this crazy axe guy that thinks I'm the mayor.
There's my re-election campaign.
Yeah, I gotta get re-elected. God, there's the stress.
My poll numbers are down.
Especially with that lizard guy and probably everyone he knows. Ah. All right, yes. I would go downstairs. That's fine.
Okay, so Izek leads the way. He heads back down. He is headed right back towards those basement stairs. He's going to continue unless...
Is there a way for me to, like, quietly indicate to Rafina, like, do you think we should let him go down there? I mean, do you think it's okay?
He's crashing ahead. You could hang back a little bit.
He's going to be like, do you think they've had enough time? Do you think we should go back down, let Izek go down there? I mean, I don't know. Have we given them enough time? It's a couple minutes. Except that it's been 6 seconds or whatever.
Hey, we had this conversation before.
It's all lining up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Rafina's like, she makes a bunch of gestures and mouths a bunch of words because she doesn't understand what you're trying to tell her.
Will's like, oh my god, if I spoke like a crazy cat lady, would you understand me?
It's just that you were sort of like making, you were sort of like whispering to me.
Yeah. And he's like, he speaks a little louder, like, because Izek's apparently crashing forward. And he's just like, do you think we gave them enough time? Should we go down there?
Or should we? Who's they?
Oh, my God. And he's like running after Izek because he's just like, I don't know what to do, but I got to control shit because apparently I'm a control freak.
You mean the guys in the basement?
The woman rubs up against your leg, Rafina. Sort of rubs her back up against
nice
you.
Kitty.
And she says, little kitty doesn't like those men. They're scary.
Aww.
Which men? Oh, the ones up in front of us?
Yes.
Yeah, they're a little brusque, but you get used to them. Don't worry. Don't worry. They'll get you milk.
Little kitty will stay by you.
That's just fine.
Aww.
I'll get you a flea collar. Rafina does make a detour into the kitchen and aww gets the cat milk because she's hungry and thirsty.
All right, so you're heading down the stairs. Rafina's heading into the kitchen.
Aww.
And we're going to cut back downstairs. And it is Bathwack's turn.
Yeah, I'm going to heal myself.
All right, just with a lay on hands or something like that.
Yeah, like you usually do.
Yep.
He's going to touch himself.
Yep, Bathwack touches himself and feels better. And then we go to Nick. He's going to once again try to pierce this guy. Hopefully he's distracted because he just tried to grab Bathwack and do something nasty to him. But he does not. Nick is like, ha ha, I'm great. Lank, your turn.
Well, not knowing any better, Lank's going to go after Blinsky because he's going after Bathwack.
Okay. You step forward and go ahead and swing your maul at him.
The difference, I guess, is that Lank is going to try to kill him.
Oh, no.
Right. At this point, I have no reason not to kill him.
Go ahead and do so with advantage.
Attack with advantage?
Yes.
Okay, well, with advantage, that is 16 to hit.
That hits.
That is 13 damage.
Okay. All right, your maul crunches into him, ugh, and he staggers sideways. He's still standing, though.
All right, going to go after him again.
Okay.
Unless someone tells me maybe I shouldn't.
Can I? Yeah, I can talk, right? Yep. It's just a bonus mm-hmm action.
Yep.
Lank, I think he's possessed.
I mean, you think. Sorry.
That's going to... Because Lank doesn't really care for Blinsky, but he would be immediately sympathetic to anyone who's been possessed. So, can I that quickly on the fly say, all right, I'm going to hit you, but I want you to be unconscious, not dead?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I say that to myself. I want him unconscious, not dead.
You whisper it to your maul.
Yeah. Set maul to stun.
Here's the name of the episode.
I think his maul's name is Molly Ringwald.
That's a 22 to hit.
That hits.
That is 15.
Okay. All right. He's still...
Well, he's not dead. He's a few pancakes shorter.
No, yes, exactly. They're just slipping out left and right. The stack is getting shorter and shorter.
Be a short stack.
All right. And then it is their turn. Blinsky looks over to you, Lank, and he sort of nods knowingly at you. And then he turns back and tries to clobber you again, Bathwack.
Oh, wow. What?
Knowingly.
What?
And that's a 15 to hit.
Good, that's a miss.
Okay, make a wisdom saving throw.
So, can I ask something out of character?
I'm eventually going to fail this.
I don't understand these wisdom saving throws when we're in the midst of a battle. What does the wisdom have to do with it?
It seems 11. Like some kind of assault is trying to target Bathwack's mind. Seems to occur every time Blinsky's trying to attack him.
Yeesh.
All right, okay. You take 8 psychic damage, and Blinsky goes, ooh!
Oh.
And the symbol blares forth.
Oh, wow. From his like, head. He's in pain.
Gross.
Was that like a painful sound?
Yes. But you're not there. You don't know.
I know. I hate that we're not there.
Okay. And then we go to the robed figures. The one that Nick's been trying to stab tries to reach out and grab him. The same sort of green shards appear. And that hits and does 15 necrotic damage to Nick.
Oh my god.
Jeez.
The one that succeeded in doing that to you last time, Bathwack, tries to do so again. And that is not going to do it. That's like an 8 or 9 to hit. Then the other two are going to, again, try to shoot these flames out. One towards you, Bathwack, and one towards you, Lank. So I need you both to make dex saving throws.
3.
Ooh. Oh, 17.
Bathwack, you take 4 radiant damage. Will and Izek. Izek is leading the way. He goes down the stairs. I'm assuming you follow behind.
I'm going at right after.
As you reach the top of the stairs, you hear the sounds from below. You hear some crunching, some yelling, some flames, lots of different sounds.
Oh, Will is so super pumped to join.
You like push
battle.
Past Izek. Yeah. You leap over him.
Right. I do a cartwheel across the floor.
You cast fly just so you can get up above Izek to go down there.
Yeah.
Fuck. You can tell Izek hears this as well, and he starts running down the stairs even faster than he was before and vaults over the railing below and skids to a stop outside the door sort of next to where Lank is. And he is able to look in, and he shouts, "Irina!" He has his battle axe out already, and he tries to swing it at the hooded member in front of Nick. I can say cultist. You guys know these are part of the guys
yeah,
are part
yeah,
of the cult.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm still thinking of them as ghouls.
He's in his own fantasy.
You killed the ghoul. There's just boys left.
Ah, oh, nice.
Oh.
Nice.
You're welcome, everyone. All right. So Izek gets to wield his battle axe. He's going to swing down at this cultist.
You better kill him, Izek.
All right, he definitely hits, and he does. He does 12 slashing damage to the cultist there, and he's going to swing at him again. That hits, and does.
Oops. Oh.
Where'd it go?
It's a 6, I think. A 6 or a 9?
9.
Oh, wow, 18.
All right, he cleaves right through this guard.
Whoa.
Slices down through, the leg flops off, and this guard goes, yeah!
Ugh.
And expires. Will, go ahead.
Oh my god, well, can I get even down there? Can I?
Yeah, you're at the top of the stairs. Consider that's where you are at the start
all
of your
the way
round.
Up here?
Yeah, in the black part.
I can't really
part.
Get down there then.
Depends wait, on one, if you want to jump off that
three,
short.
4.
You could even, I mean, you could do what Izek did if you
well,
wanted
how much
to
is
and
it
jump
short?
Over there. You wouldn't hurt yourself.
I wouldn't?
No.
Okay. Will is not much of a jumper, though. I don't know, man. I feel like I'd hurt myself. I'll roll whatever to see if I can do that, because Will is not some, like,
okay.
parkour expert.
Fine. Roll an acrobatics check.
Oh my god, natural 20. Did you really do that? Will is so excited about all of this stuff going on.
As you get up, your foot catches on the railing and pitches you over.
Yeah.
But you, like, are able to, like, somehow, like, spring off, and you do a full front flip off and land right on your feet.
Oh, shit! Yeah! I'm like, did anyone see that? Nope. Aw, oh, man.
He's like, I'll be right there! I'm getting the milk!
All right, can I see through right here?
The door is between Izek and Nick, so you'd have to go maybe, like, behind Nick to see through into the room.
And I can't shoot over his head,
yes,
right?
You can.
I can?
Yeah.
Because I can see a cultist from where I am. I can see through the door.
Yep.
As long as I don't think Izek would know that it was me, is his back turned to me?
Yes, he is fully engrossed with slaying cultists and seeing Arena.
I'm going to look in. Can I tell if this cultist is a cult? Like, they're really hooded and creepy and... Can I see, like, how much can I evaluate looking through the door? Can I see
it
Arena's
like,
on the floor? What do I see?
It looks like this person is trying to cast a spell.
Okay.
You see them sort of, again, you know, circling their hands around.
Can I see the pentagram? Can I see
Arena?
Yes,
you can see the pentagram on the floor, right. At least part of it. You can see Arena's body laying on the floor from where you are.
And would I have time to ask Nick if they're bad? Hey, that guy, cool?
Yep.
Get that guy. All right, cool.
Hit him!
Natural fucking 20 again!
Woo!
Oh my god! That's two in a row! Holy
Oh yeah,
crap.
I didn't play it for the first one.
You
Here
did,
we go.
You gotta play it twice now.
All right. As you begin to cast your spell, something catches your feet and flips you over. You do a full front flip.
I have to do
How
another
are you attacking?
One too because it's two rays. It's
yes.
Eldritch Blast.
Yeah.
You guys, I just rolled another 20.
That's called a jerky.
The third 20
in a row. Wow.
It's like bowling. It's awesome.
I'm like, I just paused and just looked at you because I'm like, does that even make any sense?
Mm-hmm.
I just rolled.
Does that even make any sense?
Seriously, I hope that I just kill everyone in the room. Can my Eldritch Blast shoot off of the wall and shoot another druid? I rolled 3 20s in a
kill
row.
Kill everyone in the room. Just all of us. We're all dead.
No.
You get to do a lot of damage. So each of them does 10 automatically.
Oh my god.
And then you get to roll another d10 for each
I'm
of them.
That's not even... Physically, I know it's physically possible, but the likelihood of that is immensely ridiculous. All right.
It means
so
you're now never going to win
plus
lottery.
Whatever you roll right
20
there.
Plus 9.
All right, 29. All right. This person is almost dead, and they hadn't been hit.
Almost dead? Come on. Two natural 20s in a row, Eric?
Mm-hmm.
Point of information. Question.
Yeah.
Does the Baron know Eldritch Blast?
No. That's why I asked if Izek had his back turned, because I'm...
Ah, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I tried to make sure that he was not looking.
To be fair,
you
don't know if the Baron knows Eldritch
Blast.
Yeah,
I have no idea, but I'm just going to be like, I have no... Nick, good job! Wow! That was amazing! I saw you cast that crazy spell. That was... I didn't even realize you could do that. I'm the smartest Baron ever for hiring you.
All right, Rafina, you've entered the kitchen. There is a girl next to you on all fours. And she says, little kitty want milk. Is there milk here?
Yes, there is. I go to the ice box
mm-hmm.
and I pull out a cow and I begin milking. No, just kidding.
Gotta keep it
Pretty
in
much
there.
At every stop of that process, there was something wrong.
On so many levels. So, yeah, so I locate a carafe of milk.
All right.
I pour it into a saucer, put it on the floor.
Yep. Rafina knows what's up. The girl goes up. You hear her go, and then
Aww.
She starts lapping at the milk in the saucer.
Aww. Little kitty, like!
Aww.
Oh my goodness.
You really were hungry, weren't you?
She finishes it off pretty quickly and then nuzzles up to you, Rafina.
All right, let's go find our friends.
Little kitty will go wherever you want.
All right.
All right. And you head to
you have
the,
a familiar now.
I thought it was not a familiar.
Little kitty, attack!
Yeah.
All right.
Yes. That reminds me, little kitty, if you see a rat, do not eat it.
All right. Bathwack, you're up.
If I cast 2 forms of smite, can I still claim that I'm not trying to kill Blinsky?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll cast Thunderous Smite.
Okay.
And attack you.
All right. And you have advantage still.
Okay. So that's 22.
Hit.
All right. So then, so that's 11 slashing damage.
Okay. Plus something from your smite, right?
Yeah, it's 8 thunder damage.
Okay.
And then I'm going to also do Divine Smite on top of that.
Okay.
deal an additional 13 radiant damage.
Okay.
And then he has to make a strength saving throw or get pushed 10 feet.
Okay. Just versus your normal 14, right?
Spell
save DC, yeah.
Wait, strength. Strength saving throw.
Yeah, but your save is 14. That's right. Yeah. All right. So all of this dealt into him. He sees this mighty blow coming, and he holds up this club to try to block it, and the strike, like, pushes into the club and hits him, digs into his flesh, and you feel, like, your religious power blast into him as you put forth this divine energy. That specifically, you feel it go into the actual club itself that you're kind of lodged into as well as into his flesh. And the thunderous smite and then the divine smite beneath it flow into the club, which glows with this golden light for a moment before shattering. Blinsky is blown backwards off of his feet, and he lands on his back pretty much directly in the center of the pentagram, out cold. The Great. Club is split into hundreds of tiny little pieces. Imagine a bag of flour. All right. Nick just got roughly and rudely shoved out of the way by Izek, but he's going to shove past him as well and run upwards towards the one that Will just blasted so soundly, and he's going to try to stab him. It's going to get one of you!
Aww.
And he does. He hits him for, I don't need to roll it, some damage, and plunges it into this cultist's heart. Blood oozes out in great oozes.
Oozes in oozes.
Oozes of oozes.
And he perishes. And then we go to Lank.
And I have... Is that a person or a chair?
There are two cultists left in the north side. They're both near chairs on the drawing. That is where they had been sitting, and they haven't really moved much since, the lazy bastards.
Okay, then I'm going to dash ahead to the yellow guy and start smacking away at him.
Okay, go ahead.
That is a natural one.
Oh no! I stole his 20.
Alright. That misses.
I'm so distracted by worrying about whether Blinsky is possessed that I'm off my game.
Are you going to try again?
Oh yeah, I should probably try. I'm so disheartened by the one that I don't even bother to try again.
You just smack the floor. I'm going to attack the floor.
Like, sort of does that thing where you sort of kick the floor with your hands behind your back. It's like, oh, shucks. Like, okay. Wow, I suck. All right, that adds up to 13.
That hits.
Oh, wow, okay.
You suck a little bit.
To suck a little bit. That is 12.
Okay. So the one you just tried to hit, Lank, he reaches out with clutching hands and tries to shoot these green bits of darkness into you, and misses, because he rolled poorly. The one that is left, he walks over, or sort of runs up to you, Lank, and he has pulled his dagger out, and he's going to try to stab you with it. He's going to thrust at you twice.
I really hope he misses for comedic effect. I'm worried about Lank, but Lank went sprinting up and missed that guy. Then the guy he was aiming for missed him. Now, if this guy, like, trips and they all miss each other, it'd be really funny.
No, this guy just kind of scurries up, and he rolls 21 on both attacks, so I'm assuming they both hit. So he kind of jabs them both into your rib area and does 8 piercing damage total.
Oh, man.
Hanging on by a thread here now.
Uh-oh.
All right. It is Izek's turn. Izek is going to run up and grab Irina bodily and lift her over his shoulder and is going to turn around.
Oh, God.
And run to the door.
Oh, jeez.
All right. You know I got her.
Seeing that, as he leaves, Nick's area. Nick is going to try to stab him with his rapier.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And miss. You would have, Lank and Batthwack would both have the opportunity to do so as well. Take an attack of opportunity if you would do such a thing.
He's still moving past us?
First he moves past Lank. It looks like he's headed back towards the door.
Can I try to grapple him?
Not with this, no. All you can do is just a weapon attack. You don't have time to take the time it would to actually grab him.
I'm not sure I would attack him with a weapon.
Okay.
Well,
what about you, Batthwack?
If I shout like, hey, does Izzik pause or make any attempt to slow down?
No.
All right, I'm going to hit him.
Okay. Go ahead and roll an attack.
I'm not going to try to... I'm going to do the old knockout thing if I can. But... Okay. It's an 18 to hit.
I believe that hits. Let me double check. Yeah, that hits.
All right. 11 damage.
Okay.
Slashing.
All right. So that hits him, but he keeps on going, doesn't even really break stride, and heads out the door. And he gets up to you, Will.
Yeah.
But that's as far as he can get in this turn.
Okay.
It doesn't look like he's going to stop.
Oh, really?
It is your turn, Will.
If I tell him to stop, does he stop?
I don't know. Do you tell him to stop?
Yes. He says, Izzik, stop.
All right. It does not look like he intends to stop.
Yeah, because it's weird. It's the end of his moving turn, so he wouldn't be able to move anyway.
Yeah, I mean, but it you know, this is the weirdness about D&D combat is he doesn't stop moving for a period of time.
Yeah, I know.
He is running, basically. With her,
I'm going to. Man, this is probably stupid. I'm not a strong guy. I can't like grapple him. I can't probably grab Irina away from him because that would mean that I'm also. I'm a weak physically person. So, I.
Yeah, this is tricky. Well, let's make a decision.
I am going to change what I look like for a split second.
Whoa!
I'm going to change. What I look like to Irina. I'm going to look like Irina for a second. I'm going to be like, stop, Izzik. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay. Roll.
It's just to mess with him.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, I'm not going to make you roll anything for that.
Oh, no. Okay.
I'm just trying to think of how I would explain
mm-hmm. why I'm doing that.
Right.
It's to give him pause so he stops, because I can't physically stop this guy. And if I show him that I can cast spells at him, then I completely give away my disguise and he's going to be super pissed. So I'm trying to think along what Will would do.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you do that and I will handle what he does on his turn.
That sucks.
Okay. But Rafina, it's your turn.
All right, we're going down to the basement now.
Yeah, you had reached the top of the stairs, so at the start of your turn, you can see down and see that Izzik just ran out of this door that you hadn't seen open before. He's got Irina on his shoulder, and Will has just transformed from the Baron to Irina.
Did he react, though?
That's the stupid thing. We can't get his reaction yet because it's not his turn.
I want him to react.
I know, we want him to react.
Okay. he sees you transform in front of his eyes to Irina. He lifts his axe up, kind of falters, and then it looks like he's about to swing down at Will in Irina form.
OMG! Hey.
What? That's unlike him.
I think it's very like
him. So it looks like he's about to attack Will. I mean, you assume it's Will.
Okay.
You saw him as the Baron, so unless it's somebody else pretending to be the Baron and then pretending to be Irina.
I'm going to use my thaumaturgy spell and change the appearance of my eyeballs and yell, stop! And my eyeballs will be blinking and glowing.
All right.
And just throw him off his course.
Cool. From the top of this, so up in the shadowy top of the stairway, your glowing eyes are shining forth. Go ahead and make an intimidation roll.
All right. My cat is sleeping on my dice. Hang on.
with advantage.
Seriously, this stupid cat.
That's so funny. On the dice.
He's in my tray.
Little Kitty likes your dice.
Yeah, right? Okay, here we go. 18 and a 1. Let's go with the 18.
Yeah, go with the 18 and add your intimidation.
+1. So that's
19. So 19. All right.
My eyeballs, by the way, are also rotating around my face.
Ah! What?
Creepy.
All right. He turns and seems to be startled at this visage at the top of the stairs and maybe falters a bit more with his axe and lowers it a bit. Bathwack, your turn.
You know what? Yeah, I'm just going to try to kill the cultist closest to me.
Okay, go ahead.
Natural 20.
Nice! Oh,
guys!
So many this time! So many!
Alright, so max damage plus another die roll of your weapon.
Okay. Alright, 27.
Whoa! All right. Yes.
That one is dead.
Yes!
I bet. All right.
So then I'll close with the with the other one and use my second attack.
Okay.
Can I do that?
Yep.
Attack, move, attack.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. I just can't add. Sorry. 23.
Hit.
All right. And that's 14.
Okay. All right. That one is still standing. Nick is going to run up. And he's going to run after Izek, and he is trying to stab him from behind. You'll not take her away from us! And he hits. It's very dramatic.
To be clear.
All right. And he does 12 damage. Yay, Nick! It's Lank's turn.
It is probably time for a mauling.
Yes. One thing I'll note here is... with Batwack's attack, the sword has cut the hood and caused some of it to fall away. And you recognize this figure as one of the parents, the person who was trying to sell their kid for dream pastries.
Oh my god!
Hey, we've been looking for you.
The father.
Okay, so...
if that changes anything for
you. Gargosh! That's his name.
I couldn't... yeah, something like
Gargosh.
That.
Gargosh. Zherov.
Zherov, Gargosh.
Yeah. Gargosh, Zherov.
All right, I'm going to hit him.
Okay.
That is 27 to hit.
That certainly hits.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That is damage of 11.
Okay. He's not dead yet, but he's close.
Every time you do that, it just reminds me of when you hit me.
Bathwack winces every time.
For my second action, I'm going to turn to Bathwack and say, I'm sorry. All right, and that is 13 to hit.
A hit.
That is 9 damage.
That kills him.
Ah.
Zherov Gargosh is dead. The ultimate enemy in this entire game.
Gargosh,
Zherov. Gargosh, Zherov, Garjarv. Garjar, Garjar, Rav, Rav is dead.
Oh, wow.
Your purpose here has been completed. The game is over. You all have won.
Oh, okay.
Yep. The end.
Yay!
Will, right. Don't get to go back to Tivoli.
No! Damn.
All right.
Well, you're the mayor now. We can just all be your secret guards.
Well, now I'm just Irina. All right.
So we've got Izek, who is faltering a bit, and you say, what was it that you actually said? You said stop, and then what did you say all menacingly? I forget the actual word.
Said stop.
Okay. As a result, he does not try to bring his axe down upon you.
Thanks, Rafina.
Will, but he pushes you, Will, bodily out of the way. You stumble back into the bed, and he...
Do I get to take a nap? I fall down.
And he heads over to the stairs on the far side of the room. Those of you out there, you hear the cellar doors open.
Oh.
And you hear footsteps. Uh-oh. And you see a robed figure come down, similar in garb to the others inside, you would know, Will. And he says, Guys, I got the dress! But then he sort of stops short. He is carrying what looks like a fancy gown.
like from like a silly 80s movie or
seriously,
something.
Seriously, it's Pretty in Pink or 16 Candles.
Yeah.
And he stops short when he sees Izek at the bottom of the stairs carrying Irina. And he sees Irina pushed back into a bed near the south side of the room. And he backs up a step for the remainder of his turn. Bathwack, it's your turn. Izek is definitely out of view at this point. Blinsky is lying unconscious in the middle of the floor. Nick and Lank are in here with you, and Lank is not looking too good.
I mean, I could try to heal Lank, but the spell I have won't do that much, I don't think.
Yeah. And there doesn't seem to be any further threat in here unless you think Blinsky is going to get back up.
So
he's not armed anymore.
Dead. I'm going to cast Shield of Faith as a bonus action. Put up my green force field. And then chase down Izek, I guess.
Okay.
So 5, 10, 15, 20. So I come up right up behind him.
Okay.
Which I'll do. So I'll try to box him in on the stairs. I didn't run, so I can still do something. So if I'm grappling him and I have this shield, I don't know if there's any consequence.
I'm assuming you can. You have it sort of strapped to you or whatever. It's fine. Oh, the Shield of Faith?
Yeah.
I don't believe so.
All right.
I don't think it's actually like a physical wall. It just helps to deflect things coming at you and things like that.
Yeah, okay. No, I will try to grapple him.
Got it. Roll a strength athletics check.
All right, 15. Oh, athletics?
Yes.
All right, just a
second. You have to beat a 21.
All right, so what is the word I said? I said 15, so that means I rolled an 11. And the athletics check, I have plus 7, so it's 18. So it's not good enough.
No, you grab, you reach out and put a hand on his arm, but he's able to wrench it away from you.
All right.
Nick is going to run out of the room, close to where Izek is, and he's going to hold out a hand, and he will say, "Honk Shoo!" And he's going to cast Sleep. Okay.
Honk Shoo. Wow.
So, let's see. Okay. Izek, he's heading up the stairs, and he kind of falters. He is taking a step, then his foot steps back, and then he slips, and he falls backwards on the ground, sort of into you, almost, Bathwack, between you and the wall, and crashes to the ground, asleep.
Oh, he's asleep. Wow.
Awesome.
Irina.
What about Irina? Can I, like, catch Irina or something? I don't know.
Make a dexterity dexterity check.
Well, all right. Ooh. 19.
Yeah!
You are able to catch Irina. You grabbed her bodily. She's kind of face-to-face with you, but she's still unconscious as well. So, Bathwack, you've got Irina clutched safely, though there does remain a cultist sort of standing with a dress at the stairs, the landing above. Lank, it's your turn.
All right. I'm all by myself with Blinsky.
Yes, you are.
I think on my move I can get to there.
All right, so you're at the bottom of the stairs. You come out to see Izek crash to the ground and Bathwack deftly catching Irina.
Nice catch.
But you notice another cultist standing at the top of the stairs, clutching a fine red evening gown.
The only ranged weapon I have is my little crossbow, so I could try that.
Sure.
That is 13 to hit.
That hits.
Fancy.
It is fancy.
10. That is the absolute maximum damage I can do with a light crossbow.
All right. It shoots up the stairs and thwacks into this cultist's gut and goes, "Ugh!"
Oh, gut shot. Oh, sorry.
So polite. All right.
Sloppy. He is. Bad Wack says.
It looks like this cultist is trying to decide where he should go, what he should do. Then he squares his shoulders. He gently lays the gown along over the railing next to him. And he sends a bolt of flame back at you, Lank.
Oh, God.
I need you to make a dexterity saving throw.
So, just, sorry, I've been screwing this up for the entire game, but...
Okay.
There's, what is it called? Aura of Protection that comes with the level 6 paladin. So everyone within 10-foot radius gets to add 3 to their saving throws.
Always? Like forever?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure any saving throw. I was skimming around a little bit and...
Wow, and that's just always
on? Even add it to death saving throws, according to some people in the discussion group, but...
Huh.
Well, Mike might be a little bit
of protection, so
near death.
Okay, so roll your dex saving throw and add 3.
That would then be
cool.
22.
All right, you are able to dodge out of the way, and you feel the hand of God pushing you off to the side a little further, and this flame shoots back past you, hits one of the beds, and ignites the pillow.
Oh, shit.
Will, it's your turn. You look like Arena right now.
I know. Well, I didn't mean for me to stay as Arena. Well, I literally meant as like a flicker of her to startle him. Because what I had imagined was that it would startle him and then I would be the Baron and I would deny having ever looked like her.
Okay.
Is what my thought was.
That's fine.
I guess I'll cast Eldritch Blast to the robed figure.
He's the only person... conscious right. in this room that exactly. knows you're not the Baron.
Yeah.
So roll twice. Miss.
Oh my god! I rolled a 2 and then a 20. Wow.
Nice.
Alright, so 10 plus another d10.
Okay. 10 plus 7, 17.
Okay.
Jesus.
Alright.
Using Will's dice tonight.
Rafina! You were able to see some of this happen. You're still at the top of the stairs. You saw Izek run past, and then the rest of the gang after him. You heard a crash and a thump. And then you saw Will, as the Baron again, shoot some bolts of energy over towards where you know the stairs to be. But there's kind of a wall in your way. You'd have to come down the stairs to see more.
I'd like to take a poll. Who needs healing?
I could use some.
Yeah.
You see this short hand shoot up. Yeah. You barely see the tips of its fingers over Nick's shoulder. But you can come down to the bottom of the stairs and do what you need to do.
Okay. So I'll do that. I think I need to do the prayer of healing. So up to 6 creatures of my choice that I can see. Can I see him now that I've moved?
Yeah, once you come down the stairs, you can see him.
Right. I'm going to come down
the stairs. I mean, you can pick all of us because it's up to 6.
Yeah. Can I get Nick, too?
You can get Nick, you can get Bathwack, you can get Will, you can get Arena, you can get Izek. You can get the cultist.
I don't want to get the cultist. Okay. Izek is on the line, but yeah.
You can see 4 of your compatriots, plus Arena, and you also see Izek and the cultist. So you can do everybody but one. Who would you like to cast your healing powers upon?
All except the cultist dude.
What about Izek?
Yeah, even Izek.
Okay.
Okay, I've got an 8 and a 5.
All right, 13 plus your wisdom.
My Spellmon wisdom, which is 3.
Okay, so everybody gained 16 hit points.
16. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. You'll get me next time.
Once I learn how to do... healing spells.
Oh, it's nothing really.
With this, Arena in your arms, Bathwack slowly stirs and comes around, and she says, "What? Where am I? What's happening?" And it is your turn, Bathwack.
So I guess I'll gently set her down and then throw a javelin at that guy on the stairs.
I'll gently set the lady down and throw a fucking javelin at the guy!
This is what's going on, Arena!
Yeah, let me demonstrate! Oh my god, that's amazing!
But he was distracted, so he gently set down his javelin and then...
and she flies through the air. Totally kills that guy.
So what do we got, Bathwack? All right, so
I'll get right to that then. 23.
That's a hit.
That's 7 damage.
All right. The javelin thuds into his chest, and he stumbles backwards and flips over the railing, landing on the floor below. The gown that he had so carefully laid there gently flutters down in the air and drapes upon him below.
Wait, is he dead?
He is dead. The combatants you have faced are all either asleep or dead. The bone dust is just beginning to settle in this room. You see Irina sort of shake her head a little bit, her eyes clear as she more fully regains consciousness. She looks around, and you see her get a glimpse of Izek laying crumpled on the floor, and her eyes widen crazily, and she goes, My brother?
What?
And
that's where we're going to end it for tonight.
No, we're not ending it there. I'm going to get my javelin. All right, and then we're done.
You're going to go up quickly and grab Arena and hope nobody noticed she's the one you threw?
I forgot to mention, the cultist actually landed in a vat of wine, so you're going to have to go fishing for your javelin in his body.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.